AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The coronavirus and the Omicron variant has forced a postponement of the Grammy Awards at the end of the month. The Sundance Film Festival in Utah is going all virtual. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says virus cases are up 98%. The other numbers aren't as high.
The seven-day average of hospital admissions is about 14,800 per day, an increase of about 63% over the previous week. And the seven-day average of daily deaths are about 1,200 per day, which is an increase of about 5% over the prior week.
Because of the coronavirus, the NFL is looking into other potential sites for next month's Super Bowl. It's scheduled in Los Angeles. Virus restrictions are increasing there for attendance at indoor events. Today in Philadelphia.
This is, without a doubt, one of the most tragic days in our city. History.
Mayor Jim Kenney is talking about a fire in a duplex. 13 people, including 7 children, were killed. There are fears more people may be dead. Investigators in Philadelphia say it appears the smoke detectors weren't working. A day before the one-year anniversary, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the work they've done to prosecute people accused in the Capitol riot will not be their last.
As of today, we have arrested and charged more than 725 defendants in nearly all 50 states and the District of Columbia for their roles in the January 6th attack.
Garland vowed to hold accountable anyone who was responsible for the riot, whether they were physically there or not. Employees of a Starbucks store in upstate New York who voted to unionize last month have walked off the job. The employees in Buffalo say they don't have the staff or resources to work safely amid surging coronavirus cases. A Starbucks spokesperson says the company has met and exceeded CDC guidelines. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 392 points. This is AP News. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards posthumously pardoned Homer Plessy, a black man who was arrested for refusing to leave a whites-only railroad car in 1892.
There's never a bad day to do the right thing, right? But it's also a great way to kick off the new year and perhaps a new chapter in the state of Louisiana and in the country.
Plessy's case led to the Supreme Court ruling that cemented separate but equal into U.S. law for a half century.
The Supreme Court majority embraced racism and white supremacy as if the 13th and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitutions were mere ornaments without meaning or effect.
The Louisiana Board of Pardons last year recommended the pardon for Plessy, who boarded the rail car as a member of a small civil rights group hoping to overturn a state law segregating trains. Edwards was at a ceremony near the spot where Plessy was arrested in 1892. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.